Chapter 37. I'll go right. 9. I could not go sleep last night till past 2, and was waked before 3 by a noise of people endeavoring to break open my window. For a while I would not stir, thinking it might be my imagination. But hearing the noise continued, I rose and went to the window, and then it ceased. I went to bed again, and heard it repeated more violently. Then I rose and called up the house, and got a candle. The ropes had lifted up the sash a yard. There are great sheds before my windows, although my lodgings be a story high, and if they get upon the sheds they are almost even with my window. We observed their track, and panes of glass fresh broken. The watchman told us today they saw them, but could not catch them. They attacked others in the neighborhood about the same time, and actually robbed a house in Suffolk Street, which is the next street, but one to us. It is said they are seamen discharged from service. I went up to call my man, and found his bed empty. It seems he often lies abroad. I challenged him this morning as one of the robbers. He is a sad dog, and the minute I come to Ireland I will discard him. I have this day got double iron bars to every window in my dining room and bedchamber, and I hide my purse in my thread stocking between the bed's head and the wainscot. Lewis and I dined with an old Scotch friend, who brought the Duke of Douglas 17, and 3 or 4 more Scots upon us. 10. This was our society day, you know, but the Duke of Ormond could not be with us, because he dined with Prince Eugene. It cost me a guinea contribution to a poet, who had made a copy of verses upon monkeys, applying the story to the Duke of Marlborough. The rest gave 2 guineas, except the 2 physicians, 18, who followed my example. I don't like this custom. The next time I will give nothing. I sat this evening at Lord Masham's with Lord Treasurer. I don't like his countenance, nor I don't like the posture of things well. We cannot be stout till summer sets out, as the old saying is. 11. Mr. Lewis and I dined with the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who eats the most elegantly of any man I know in town. I walked lustily in the park by moonshine till 8, to shake off my dinner and wine, and then went to sup at Mr. Domville's with Ford, and stayed till 12. It is told me today as a great secret, that the Duke of Somerset will be out soon, that the thing is fixed, but what shall we do with the Duchess? They say the Duke will make her leave the Queen out of spite, if he be out. It has stuck upon that fear a good while already. Well, but Lewis gave me a letter from M.D., N. 25. Oh Lord, I did not expect one this fortnight, faith. You are mighty good, that's certain. But I won't answer it, because this goes tomorrow, only what you say of the printer being taken up. I value it not, all safe there. Nor do I fear anything, unless the ministry be changed. I hope that danger is over. However, I shall be in Ireland before such a change, which could not be, I think, till the end of the session, if the Whig's designs had gone on. Have not you an apron by Lee, Madam Stella? Have you all I mentioned in a former letter? 12. Morning. This goes today as usual. I think of going into the city, but of that at night. 'Tis fine moderate weather these 2 or 3 days last. Farewell, etc., etc. Letter 39. London, January 121,711-12. When I sealed up my letter this morning, I looked upon myself to be not worth a groat in the world. Last night, after Mr. Ford and I left Domville, Ford desired me to go with him for a minute upon earnest business, and then told me that both he and I were ruined, for he had trusted Stratford with £500 for tickets for the lottery, and he had been with Stratford, who confessed he had lost £15,000 by Sir Stephen Evans, one who broke last week, that he concluded Stratford must break too, that he could not get his tickets, but Stratford made him several excuses, which seemed very blind ones, etc. And Stratford had near £400 of mine, to buy me £500 in the South Sea Company. I came home reflecting a little, Nothing concerned me but MD. I called all my philosophy and religion up, and, I thank God, it did not keep me awake beyond my usual time above a quarter of an hour. This morning I sent for Took, whom I had employed to buy the stock of Stratford, and settle things with him. He told me I was secure, for Stratford had transferred it to me in form in the South Sea House, and he had accepted it for me, and all was done on stamped parchment. However, he would be further informed, and at night, sent me a note to confirm me. However, I am not yet secure, and, besides, am in pain for Ford, whom I first brought acquainted with Stratford. I dined in the city. 13. Domville and I dined with Ford today by appointment. The Lord Mansell told me at court today that I was engaged to him, but Stratford had promised Ford to meet him and me tonight at Ford's lodgings. He did so, said he had hopes to save himself in his affair with Evans. Ford asked him for his tickets. He said he would send them tomorrow, but looking in his pocketbook, said he believed he had some of them about him, and gave him as many as came to £200, which rejoiced us much. Besides, he talked so frankly that we might think there is no danger. I asked him, was there any more to be settled between us in my affair? He said, no, and answered my questions just as Took had got them from others, so I hope I am safe. This has been a scurvy affair. I believe Stella would have half laughed at me, to see a suspicious fellow like me overreached. I saw Prince Eugene today at court. I don't think him an ugly-faced fellow, but well enough, and a good shape. 14. The Parliament was to sit today, and met, but were adjourned by the Queen's directions till Thursday. She designs to make some important speech then. She pretended illness, but I believe they were not ready, and they expect some opposition. And the Scotch lords are angry, too, and must be pacified. I was this morning to invite the Duke of Ormond to our society on Thursday, where he is then to be introduced. He has appointed me at 12 tomorrow about some business. I would fain have his help to impeach a certain lord, but I doubt we shall make nothing of it. I intended to have dined with Lord Treasurer, but I was told he would be busy. So I dined with Mrs. Van, and at night I sat with Lord Masham till 1. Lord Treasurer was there, and chid me for not dining with him. He was in very good humor. I brought home 2 flasks of Burgundy in my chair. I wish MD had them. You see it is very late, so I'll go to bed, and bid MD good night. 15. This morning I presented my printer and bookseller to Lord Rivers, to be stationers to the ordnance. Stationers, that's the word. I did not write it plain at first. I believe it will be worth £300 a year between them. This is the 3rd employment I have got for them. Rivers told them the doctor commanded him, and he durst not refuse it. I would have dined with Lord Treasurer today again, but Lord Mansell would not let me, and forced me home with him. I was very deep with the Duke of Ormond today at the cockpit, where we met to be private, but I doubt I cannot do the mischief I intended. My friend Penn came there, Will Penn the Quaker, at the head of his brethren, to thank the Duke for his kindness to their people in Ireland. To see a dozen scoundrels with their hats on, and the Duke complimenting with his off, was a good sight enough. I sat this evening with Sir William Robinson, 3, who has mighty often invited me to a bottle of wine. And it is past 12. 16. This being fast day, Dr. Frayne and I went into the city to dine late, like good fasters. My printer and bookseller want me to hook in another employment for them in the Tower, because it was enjoyed before by a stationer, although it be, to serve the ordnance with oil, tallow, etc., and is worth £400 per annum more. I will try what I can do. They are resolved to ask several other employments of the same nature to other offices, and I will then grease fat sows, and see whether it be possible to satisfy them. Why am not I a stationer? the Parliament sits tomorrow, and Walpole, late Secretary at War, is to be swinged for bribery, and the Queen is to communicate something of great importance to the two houses, at least they say so. But I must think of answering your letter in a day or two. 17. I went this morning to the Duke of Ormond about some business, and he told me he could not dine with us today, being to dine with Prince Eugene. Those of our society of the House of Commons could not be with us, the House sitting late on Walpole. I left them at 9, and they were not come. We kept some dinner for them. I hope Walpole will be sent to the Tower, and expelled the House. But this afternoon the members I spoke with in the Court of Requests talked dubiously of it. It will be a leading card to maul the Duke of Marlborough for the same crime, or at least to censure him. The Queen's message was only to give them notice of the peace she is treating, and to desire they will make some law, to prevent libels against the government. So farewell to Grub Street. 18. I heard today that the commoners of our society did not leave the Parliament till 11 at night, then went to those I left, and stayed till 3 in the morning. Walpole is expelled, and sent to the Tower. I was this morning again with Lord Rivers, and have made him give the other employment to my printer and bookseller. 'Tis worth a great deal. I dined with my friend Lewis privately, to talk over affairs. We want to have this Duke of Somerset out, and he apprehends it will not be, but I hope better. They are going now at last, to change the commissioners of the customs. My friend Sir Matthew Dudley will be out, and 3 more, and Prior will be in. I have made Ford copy out a small pamphlet, and sent it to the press, that I might not be known for author. 'Tis a letter to the October Club, for, if ever you heard of such a thing. Methinks this letter goes on, but slowly for almost a week. I want some little conversation with M.D., and to know what they are doing just now. I am sick of politics. I have not dined with Lord Treasurer these 3 weeks. He chides me, but I don't care. I don't. 19. I dined today with Lord Treasurer. This is his day of choice company, where they sometimes admit me, but pretend to grumble. And today they met on some extraordinary business. The keeper, steward, both secretaries, Lord Rivers, and Lord Anglesea. I left them at 7, and came away, and have been writing to the Bishop of Clare. I forgot to know where to direct to him since Sir George St. George's death. 5, but I have directed to the same house. You must tell me better, for the letter is sent by the bellman. Don't write to me again till this is gone, I charge you, for I won't answer 2 letters together. The Duke of Somerset is out, and was with his yellow liveries at Parliament today. You know he had the same with the Queen, when he was master of the horse. We hope the Duchess will follow, or that he will take her away in spite. Lord Treasurer, I hope, has now saved his head. Has the Dean received my letter? Ask him at cards tonight. 20. There was a world of people today at court to see Prince Eugene, but all bit, for he did not come. I saw the Duchess of Somerset talking with the Duke of Buckingham. She looked a little down, but was extremely courteous. The Queen has the gout, but is not in much pain. Must I fill this line too? 6. Well then, so let it be. The Duke of Beaufort, 7, has a mighty mind to come into our society. Shall we let him? I spoke to the Duke of Ormond about it, and he doubts a little whether to let him in or no. They say the Duke of Somerset is advised by his friends to let his wife stay with the Queen. I am sorry for it. I dined with the secretary today, with mixed company. I don't love it. Our society does not meet till Friday, because Thursday will be a busy day in the House of Commons, for then the Duke of Marlborough's bribery is to be examined into about the pension, paid him by those that furnished bread to the army. 21. I have been 5 times with the Duke of Ormond about a perfect trifle, and he forgets it. I used him like a dog this morning for it. I was asked today by several in the Court of Requests whether it was true that the author of the Examiner was taken up in an action of £20,000 by the Duke of Marlborough. 8. I dined in the city, where my printer showed me a pamphlet called Advice to the October Club, which he said was sent him by an unknown hand. I commended it mightily. He never suspected me. 'Tis a twopenny pamphlet. I came home and got timely to bed, but about 11 one of the secretary's servants came to me to let me know that Lord Treasurer would immediately speak to me at Lord Masham's upon earnest business, and that, if I was abed, I should rise and come. I did so. Lord Treasurer was above with the Queen, and when he came down he laughed, and said it was not he that sent for me. The business was of no great importance, only to give me a paper, which might have been done tomorrow. I stayed with them till past 1, and then got to bed again. Pies 9, take their frolics. I thought to have answered your letter. 22. Dr. Gastrell was to see me this morning. He is an eminent divine, one of the canons of Christ Church, and one I love very well. He said he was glad to find I was not with James Broad. I asked what he meant. "Hi," says he, "have you not seen the Grub Street paper that says Dr. Swift was taken up as author of the Examiner on an action of £20,000, and was now at James Broad's? Who, I suppose, is some bailiff. I knew of this, but at the Court of Requests 20 people told me they heard I had been taken up. Lord Lansdowne observed to the secretary and me that the Whig spread 3 lies yesterday, that about me, and another, that McCartney, who was turned out last summer, 10, is again restored to his places in the army, and the third, that Jack Hill's commission for lieutenant of the Tower is stopped, and that Cadogan is to continue. Lansdowne thinks they have some design by these reports. I cannot guess it. Did I tell you that Sacheverell has desired mightily to come and see me, but I have put it off? He has heard that I have spoken to the secretary in behalf of a brother whom he maintains, and who desires an employment. 11. T'other day at the Court of Requests Dr. Yeldon, 12, saluted me by name. Sacheverell, who was just by, came up to me and made me many acknowledgement and compliments. Last night I desired Lord Treasurer to do something for that brother of Sacheverell's. He said he never knew he had a brother, but thanked me for telling him, and immediately put his name in his table book. 13. I will let Sacheverell know this, that he may take his measures accordingly, but he shall be none of my acquaintance. I dined today privately with the secretary, left him at 6, paid a visit or 2, and came home. 23. I dined again today with the secretary, but could not dispatch some business I had with him. He has so much besides upon his hands at this juncture, and preparing against the great business tomorrow, which we are top full of. The minister's design is that the Duke of Marlborough shall be censured as gently as possible, provided his friends will not make head to defend him, but if they do, it may end in some severe votes. A gentleman, who was just now with him, tells me he is much cast down, and fallen away, but he is positive, if he has but 10 friends in the house, that they shall defend him to the utmost, and endeavor to prevent the least censure upon him, which I think cannot be, since the bribery is manifest. Sir Solomon Medina, 14, paid him £6,000 a year, to have the employment of providing bread for the army, and the Duke owns it in his letter to the Commissioners of Accounts. I was tonight at Lord Masham's. Lord Dublin took out my new little pamphlet, and the secretary read a great deal of it to Lord Treasurer. They all commended it to the skies, and so did I, and they began a health to the author. But I doubt Lord Treasurer suspected, for he said, "This is Mr. Davenant's style, which is his cant when he suspects me." 15. But I carried the matter very well. Lord Treasurer put the pamphlet in his pocket to read at home. I'll answer your letter tomorrow. 24. The secretary made me promise to dine with him today, after the parliament was up. I said I would come, but I dined at my usual time, knowing the house would sit late on this great affair. I dined at a tavern with Mr. Domville and another gentleman. I have not done so before these many months. At 10 this evening I went to the secretary, but he was not come home. I sat with his lady till 12, then came away, and he just came as I was gone, and he sent to my lodgings, but I would not go back, and so I know not how things have passed, but hope all is well, and I will tell you tomorrow day. It is late, etc. 25. The secretary sent to me this morning to know whether we should dine together. I went to him, and there I learned that the question went against the Duke of Marlborough by a majority of 100, so the ministry is mighty well satisfied, and the Duke will now be able to do no hurt. The secretary and I, and Lord Masham, etc., dined with Lieutenant General Withers, 16, who is just going to look after the army in Flanders. The secretary and I left them a little after 7, and I am come home, and will now answer your letter, because this goes tomorrow. Let me see the box at Chester. Oh, burn that box, and hang that stern. I have desired one to inquire for it who went toward Ireland last Monday, but I am in utter despair of it. No, I was not splenetic. You see what plunges the court has been at to set all right again. And that Duchess is not out yet, and may one day cause more mischief. Somerset shows all about a letter from the Queen, desiring him to let his wife continue with her. Is not that rare? I find Dingley smelled a rat, because the Whigs are a pish, but if ever I hear that word again, I'll a-pish you. I am glad you got your rat safe and sound. Does Stella like her apron? Your critics about guarantees of succession are puppies. That's an answer to the objection. The answerers here made the same objection, but it is wholly wrong. I am of your opinion that Lord Marlborough is used too hardly. I have often scratched out passages from papers and pamphlets sent me before they were printed, because I thought them too severe. But he is certainly a vile man, and has no sort of merit beside the military. The examiners are good for little. I would fain have hindered the severity of the two or three last, but could not. I will either bring your papers over, or leave them with Took, for whose honesty I will engage. And I think it is best not to venture them with me at sea. Stella's a prophet, by foretelling so very positively that all would be well. Duke of Ormond speak against peace? No, simpleton, he is one of the staunchest we have for the ministry. Neither trouble yourself about the printer. He appeared the first day of the term, and is to appear when summoned again, but nothing else will come of it. Lord Chief Justice, 17, is cooled since this new settlement. No, I will not split my journals in half. I will write, but once a fortnight. But you may do as you will, which is, read only half at once, and t'other half next week. So now your letter is answered.
P-dash on these plots.
What must I say more? I will set out in March, if there be a fit of fine weather, unless the ministry desire me to stay till the end of the session, which may be a month longer, but I believe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.